of the week, Sandusky at Harbor Beach with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. The Harbor Beach Fires enter tonight's game at 9-4 overall, 4-0 in the Greater Thumb East, tied for first place with tonight's foe of Sandusky. Harbor Beach is coached by veteran coach Ron Rubel, holding that position since 1991. The Pirates are coming off of a 17-4 season last year, falling short in the district final to USA. On their way to the finals, they defeated Sandusky by 5 last year, 53-48, but that was last season with just a few different personnel changes. Harbor Beach, on average, scores 56.2 points on the game, and their defense gives up a flat 50, so a 6.2-point advantage for the Pirates overall. In their home port, Harbor Beach is 4-2, and the average margin of victory stays nearly identical at 6.3, scoring two additional points, but also allowing two more points on defense than overall. Harbor Beach is 4-0 in league play, despite having only one home game, in fact, defeating Brown City by 1 point, 61-60. However, in league games, whether it's home or away, the Pirates score 62 and allow only 50, plus 12 for the Orange and Black. One of the storylines of Harbor Beach this season has been injuries. And with that, John Mooney, why don't you tell us the ins and outs of the Harbor Beach roster?
Well, as far as injuries, we expect one young man that had a flat tire to be back tonight. Seems to have had it fixed. We're talking about Austin Seltz. But as far as Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they are led not only by Mr. Seltz, but also by senior guard Josh Schulke. And they boast a bevy of scoring options. And just to mention a few, you got Cody Seaman. You also have Jason Gaffke. And, of course, 6'7" senior center transfer student Dalton Oakey, who is very familiar with the opponents, the Sandusky Redskins. Now, for Harbor Beach tonight, I think ball control is going to have to be key for them. No turnovers, absolutely no turnovers, and, of course, no fouls. That is the key. Both teams are going to be playing a man-to-man defense, and so usually we'll see how the foul situation goes.
The football season for Harbor Beach went deep into the postseason for the fourth straight season, extending all the way until November 22nd. The basketball team is comprised of four of its five starters playing on the gridiron. 16 days after the season ended, the Pirates had their first game and somehow busted out to a 3-0 start. But then the Pirates dropped three straight games and sit at 500 through the new year. But since Harbor Beach has won six of the last seven games, only falling to USA in overtime 61-64. They're currently on a two-game win streak, both of those victories coming on the road at Lakers a week ago and at Memphis this past Wednesday by 26. Tonight begins a two-game homestand and their big ones tonight, followed up by Marlette. The good news for the Pirate fan base are the remaining seven regular season games, five of them are within the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. 50 seconds away from tipping off and hearing the national anthem presented by the Harbor Beach Pep Band under the direction of Robert H. Stalker. Let's listen in to the festivities of a coming home night from Harbor Beach, Michigan.
They're playing Illinois Loyalty.
That's right. Listening to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week, Sandusky at Harbor Beach on the WLEW Sports Network.
Welcome to the Harbor Beach High School Gym for tonight's GTC contest between the Redskins of Sandusky and the Pirates of Harbor Beach. At this time, we ask that everyone stand, gentlemen, remove your hats, and join us in singing the national anthem as led by the Harbor Beach Pep Band. Thank you.
the Star Spangled Banner, presented by the Harbor Beach Pep Band, under the direction of Robert H. Stalker, a long-time instructor here at Harbor Beach High School. Let's find out our starting lineups for both squads, starting with the Sandusky Redskins. Number 11, he's a junior, Danny Hale. Number 12, Joe Stone, also a junior. Another junior, number 22, Brandon Potter. A senior, number 33, Jacob Lisecki, the quarterback for the football squad. And number 45, a junior, Josh DeCamp. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, a 6'3" senior, number 10, the quarterback for the football squad, Josh Shelkey, just signed with Saginaw Valley State University on Wednesday. Number 12, the coming home king, Devin Lemansky, stands at 6' and is a senior. Number 23, Austin Seltz, off an injury coming back. He stands at 5'8", he's a senior. Cody Seaman, number 40, a 6'2" junior. And Dalton Oki, the transfer from Sandusky last year, now in the Pirate uniform. He's a tall glass of water at 6'7" and a senior classman. It's now time for the Clark Ramsey Productions forecast. The Crystal Ball forecast presented by Clark Ramsey Productions. Transform your business with a media project by the hands of Clark Ramsey Productions. John Mooney, your prediction for tonight's game.
Harbor Beach by one.
I'm saying Harbor Beach by three.
Okay.
So we'll see. The predictions are tied up at 3-3 on the season. John Mooney securing the last victory down in Deckerville. Las Vegas is Harbor Beach favored by a mere 4.5 points, strictly coming from a home court advantage. Last night, the girls squared off from Sandusky and Harbor Beach, went down to overtime, and Sandusky squeaked out a one-point victory. Harbor Beach's shot at the buzzer did not fall, and the Sandusky Redskins advanced in the Greater Thumb.
You know, Clark, the more I think about it, maybe Harbor Beach by five.
No. You can't. Once it's in, it is in. Yeah. And seeing that you won last time, you get to choose first. There are rules here. This is not now.
Mine was predicated on Austin Sultz not playing, though.
Oh, okay. I'm sure of that. Yeah, you knew that beforehand.
Horse coming on the baseline, folks.
We'll see what happens. Tipping off here for Harbor Beach is Dalton Oki. It falls into the hands of Sandusky's number 45, Josh DeCam, and we are underway. Right to left across your radio are the Sandusky Redskins in black uniforms with red outline and black lettering. Sandusky lace it across their chest. Small gray stripes down the sides of their shorts, Nike uniforms. Top of the key to the left elbow to number 12. That will be Stone into the corner, down to the baseline, back out to Danny Hale at the left wing. Being guarded by Lemansky, feeds into the block, into DeCam. DeCam goes to work against Oki. DeCam picks up his dribble inside the paint, kicks it back out top of the key to Potter. Potter over to the right wing to Danny Hale. Back over top of the key, DeCam has it, blows by, is Oki. They take the jump shot from the left wing. No good for number 22, Brandon Potter. Defensive rebound for Harbor Beach.
These uniforms are very difficult to see the Sandusky numbers. It's black on black.
Josh Shelkey over to the right corner to Cody Seaman. Skip pass to Austin Seltz, left wing. Shelkey top of the key, being guarded by Lisecki. Screens coming each way, over to Seltz, left wing, trying to feed Lemansky, nothing there. Back up to Shelkey, calling out the orders and gives it to Seaman in the same position. Being guarded by Hale, over to the left wing, back to Shelkey. Spins into the lane, goes up for the runner, and this one falls. 2 points for John Shelkey. It's 2-0 Harbor Beach. 6:32 left in the first quarter.
Again, both teams in a man-to-man. Harbor Beach picking up at half court.
Stone over to Hale, trying to feed to DeCam, and DeCam can't hang it on to it. Dalton Oki got a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds. Sandusky ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Harbor Beach in their white uniforms, orange lettering, black outline. Those are broadcaster uniforms. Over to the corner, number 22. It's tipped, and tipped by Cody Seaman, and Devin Lemansky tried to save it, but goes out of bounds. Sandusky ball. That'll be a Cody Seaman credited with the block. And Sandusky ball underneath the